This is Senator Al Simpson. Senator John Chafee and I have just introduced President Bush's clean air package in the Senate. Ted Kennedy continues his tough, no-compromise position. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, 56 of your Democrat friends over in the House have come out in support of the president's proposal. Those Democrats recognize we have to break the legislative logjam on clean air by coming up with thoughtful, flexible legislation instead of polarizing rhetoric and paralyzing litmus tests. It's time to stop this pandering to the extremist environmental groups and start working for the country. You've done some industrial-strength name-calling in the past, Ted. Acid Rain Al, remember? They're catchy phrases, and the media loves them, but George Bush has taken a firm lead and has come up with a clean air bill that will reduce pollutants, urban smog, and acid rain. Get off your old high horse, Ted. Get down here on the ground with the rest of us and help us to clean up the air with the disinfectant of good common sense.
Al, all of us had high hopes for President Bush's clean air proposals when they were announced last June. The president seemed well on his way to fulfilling his pledge to be the environment president. But the devil is in the details, Al. A funny thing happened to the president's proposals on their way to Congress. The loophole artists and lobbyists for the polluting industries swung into action, and clean air paid the price. The ultimate indignity came 2 days before the administration unveiled the details of its program. Top executives of the auto industry met with White House officials and got a commitment to more lenient treatment for the industry and its high-polluting gas guzzlers. After 8 years of the anti-environment Reagan administration now, the good news is that we're finally moving on clean air. The bad news is that we're moving from the do-nothing Reagan administration to the do-too-little Bush administration. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a new Democratic initiative to encourage community service by Americans of all ages. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.